Now, at 13 minutes to 9, Niue is the latest Pacific island to open to New Zealand. It is one of the few countries that has not experienced community COVID transmission, with just a handful of cases recorded at the border. Fully vaccinated passengers will be allowed to enter without isolation from today. Passengers on the first flight are currently boarding. RNZ Pacific reporter Lydia Lewis is at Auckland's airport's international terminal. Whakalofa atu.
Whakalofa lahi atu, Corin. How are you?
Very well. This is pretty exciting stuff. Tell us exactly what's happening this morning.
Well, there's been a real buzz about Auckland Airport, like there is always in the international area. But this morning, a real special moment for Niue. They've been slowly opening up, but with restrictions in place, people isolating when they arrive. But today is the first time that these passengers on this flight, first of all, they're tourists for the first time, and also, so they're not going to have to isolate on arrival. So there've been a lot of passengers. I'm told by a source that the flight was not full, but that was expected because tourism is slowly ramping up after the borders being closed for, you know, since the start of the pandemic.
How has the experience been for Niue over the last couple of years?
They haven't had COVID in the community at all. They've had a handful of cases, 10 that I know of at the border, and those cases sort of trickled on to the border throughout this year as they slowly started to open up. But they were caught in that isolation period. That's been scrapped now. So it's almost inevitable that COVID will seep through at some point. I spoke with Sir Colin Tukuitonga, who is Niuean. He is, as you will know, a doctor here in New Zealand and leads a lot of the Pacifica pandemic responses. He advises the Niuean government as well. And he said to me last night that they've only got 3 doctors in Niue. They have high vaccination rates. Actually, only 3 people that he knows of hasn't had a vaccination, so in the high 90s. But that is, there's still a concern there that they're going to get community transmission. And when that does happen, they've got protocols in place, but that may involve sending critically ill patients to New Zealand because they simply won't be able to cope with a large outbreak.
So you mentioned tourists, but there'll be a lot of locals going back, won't there, because there's a vibrant Niuean community in New Zealand.
Yeah, there are a lot of locals going back, and the majority of the people that I spoke with are locals going back. I spoke with a family today. They had a young child, 18 months old, who they had to bring over for health reasons, and they were going back, and it was a relief not to have to isolate. There was a family, a mother and son, Sifa Tongia Toi and her son. They're going back to see Nana's headstone after she passed away last year. So that was really emotional this morning. And she's going to see family, which is such a relief. She hasn't seen seen family since Nana passed. And then I also spoke with a young couple who are going to discover their roots. So they're going as tourists, but they also know they've got Niuean heritage. So they're going to do the whole meeting the family, but also do some whale watching, some hiking, and sneak in some snorkeling in there as well.
Yes, very good. I was going to ask you just quickly about that as a tourist destination. It's not so much the beach destination, is it? But there's some fantastic ocean activities and pristine environment.
Absolutely. So this is a place for explorers, all of you explorers out there. Beautiful, pristine waters, sustainable fishing, snorkeling, whale watching, hiking. And they've actually just finalised this massive marine reserve that is larger than the landmass of New Zealand. So that sounds cool to go and check out. Obviously, beautiful waters. And finally, this morning, I spoke with a tourism operator who was flying back to Niue, Robert B.J. Rex, and he owns a couple of businesses there. And he described it as pristine and untouched.
Very good. Thank you very much. That was Lydia Lewis, our RNZ Pacific reporter at Auckland Airport. It is 9 minutes to 9.